Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by Crest Sensi Relief Whitening Plus Scope. Effective teeth sensitivity care combined with long-lasting freshness. A 1-2 punch of efficacy and flavor. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Y'all doing okay this morning?
Yeah.
You sound good.
We're in your hometown.
I know. I'm just worried about some surprises y'all may have, but I will move on. Because we need to talk about professional sports. I mean, a lot happened over the weekend. Professional sports under a microscope lately, from Ray Rice in the NFL to the owner of the Atlanta Hawks and the NBA. There is no question about what should or should have happened in the case of the NFL and Ray Rice. He should be fired from the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL responded badly to the entire situation. But when it comes to the NBA and the Atlanta Hawks, there is no real consensus about whether an email written by the team's owner, Bruce Levinson, is racist and warrants him selling his controlling interest in the team. In August of 2012, Levinson wrote an email to his fellow owners about how to get more white fans to attend the game and to become season ticket holders. Now, let me be perfectly clear. If this email is all there is to the story, then personally, I don't see the controversy. Here's why. In the email, Levinson wrote about how impressed he was with the professionalism and the friendliness of the arena staff. Levinson wrote, quote, "To say this, I cannot get the ushers," he said, "to this day, excuse me, I cannot get the ushers to call me Bruce, yet they insist on calling them by their first names." He went on to write about attracting 35 to 55-year-old white males and corporations to buy season tickets because they are, quote, "the primary demo for season ticket holders around the league." For background, in television, the desired age demographic is 18 to 49 years old. And according to the Nielsen Company, which measures television ratings, that age range is more important than the total number of viewers watching any program at any time. So guess which age range every single television show and media company targets? 18 to 49 year olds. And they target this group unapologetically through programming or through the diversity of the group of people who are on television, the said television show or broadcast. That is no secret by any means. Levinson also wrote that by his estimation, the people attending Hawks games are 70% black. Having lived in Atlanta, having attended many Hawks games, that number is probably accurate. He also wrote about the ethnicity of the cheerleaders, the type of music played at the games, the clientele in the bars and restaurants in proximity to the arena, and so on. Again, having lived in Atlanta and having worked in the same building where the Hawks games are played, all of the above are mostly black. He was stating the truth here. What made many people uncomfortable, and rightfully so, was that he surmised that maybe many of the team's black fans don't have the spendable income to invest in season tickets and team merchandise. However, listen to this. In the period that the email was written, according to the Economic Policy Institute, Atlanta ranked 13th with a black unemployment rate of 15.7%. That same study showed that while the metropolitan areas with the five largest black populations were above average in their black to white unemployment rate disparity, in 2010, Atlanta, however, had the largest disparity with a ratio of 2.2 to 1. What that means is blacks in Atlanta were hit hardest by the recession and had less disposable income than their white counterparts. Here's the important part. Context is always important whenever you're looking at any story, any particular situation. Levinson preferred some of his remarks as his own unscientific theory by writing, "My theory is that the black crowd scared away the whites and there are simply not enough affluent black fans to build a significant season ticket base. Please don't get me wrong," he said. "There was nothing threatening going on in the arena back then. I never felt uncomfortable, but I think Southern whites simply were not comfortable being in an arena or at a bar where they were the minority. On fan sites, I would read comments about how dangerous it is around the Phillips Arena. Yet in our 9 years, I don't know of a mugging or even a pickpocket incident. This was just racist garbage, he said. When I hear some people saying the arena is in the wrong place, I think it is code for there are too many blacks in the games. The email in itself was not racist. There is no Donald Sterling-esque smoking gun here. He didn't say he wanted fewer black people. He said he wanted more people of the desired demographic in his business, white men between ages 35 to 55 years old. In my estimation, his message to his colleagues was a smart one in a sense. By constantly playing their strong hand or preaching to the choir, they were in essence fishing in an empty pond. His words may have been inartful. It may hurt some people that he was so honest about it, but the man was simply trying to run a business and not lose money. He was strategizing in an email on how to reach out to the coveted demographic to put more butts in the seats. It is just that simple.
Okay. All right. Well, here's my question. Then if he's not racist, why did he come out with this with this email and say, I'm a racist and I want to sell the team?
Now, that's a different story. He never said he was racist. He said, I may have insinuated, people may have thought that I preferred white fans over black. That's not what I did. But he never said he was racist. And CNN has never called his email racist. We said racial email.
What did he say when he came out with the email? Didn't he say something about this is a racist email and I should...
No, he never said it was a racist email. No.
Why did he come out with the email?
That's a different story. Now, I think that may have been an opportunity. It may have been an opportunity for him to get off to unload the team, many feel. I don't know. I don't know about that part. But I don't think it's racist. He never said he was racist. No one has ever really called him a racist. They insinuated he was a racist from the email. But
he didn't call himself a racist.
It is racially insinsive, yes.
But he didn't call himself.
He did not call himself racist. No, he did not call himself racist.
But he is calling himself soon to be a billionaire.
Well, he is selling his controlling interest of the team. I don't know if that will make him a billionaire because he's not selling the entire team. He's selling the controlling interest.
Well, I didn't
he's
say multi, but certainly a percentage of the team.
Well, it's
going to
make him money. I don't know if it's going to make him $1 billion. It's the Atlanta Hawks. Remember that. We're not talking about the LA Lakers. We're not talking about the New York Knicks here, and we're talking about a team that can't.
But the price, but the price of teams have gone up since the Donald Sterling incident and the $2 billion sale.
Well, I think that will be left to be seen to see how much money is exchanged here.
I'm just saying he's an opportunist.
I don't disagree with you on that one. Okay. I do not disagree with you on that.
All right. Well, we'll see what your mama has to say. She's coming up next.
Oh, whoa. Are you playing the dozen?
You played the mama
card.
I played the mama card. Tough dead card.
my mama is always. Well,
you hang around. Your mama is up next.